Amos chapter 9.
I saw a vision of the Lord standing by the temple altar, and he said,
Shake the columns until the tops fall loose and the doorposts crumble. Then make the pieces fall on the people below. I will take a sword and kill anyone who escapes. If they dig deep into the earth or climb to the sky, I'll reach out and get them. If they escape to the peaks of Mount Carmel, I'll search and find them. And if they hide from me at the bottom of the ocean, I'll command a sea monster to bite them. I'll send a sword to kill them, wherever their enemies drag them off as captives. I'm determined to hurt them, not to help them.
When the Lord God All-Powerful touches the earth, it melts, and its people mourn. God makes the earth rise and then fall, just like the Nile River. He built his palace in the heavens and let its foundations rest on the earth. He scoops up the ocean and empties it on the earth. His name is the Lord. Israel, I am the Lord God. And the Ethiopians are no less important to me than you are. I brought you out of Egypt, but I also brought the Philistines from Crete and the Arameans from Kir. My eyes have seen what a sinful nation you are, and I'll wipe you out. But I will leave a few of Jacob's descendants. I, the Lord, have spoken. At my command, all of you will be sifted like grain. Israelites who remain faithful will be scattered among the nations, and the others will be trapped like trash in a sifter. Some of you are evil, and you deny that you will ever get caught, but you will be killed. In the future, I will rebuild David's fallen kingdom. I will build it from its ruins and set it up again, just as it used to be. Then you will capture Edom and the other nations that are mine. I, the Lord, have spoken, and my words will come true. You will have such a harvest that you won't be able to bring in all of your wheat before ploughing time. You will have grapes left over from season to season. Your fruitful vineyards will cover the mountains.
I'll make Israel prosper again. You will rebuild your towns and live in them. You will drink wine from your own vineyards and eat the fruit you grow. I'll plant your roots deep in the land I have given you, and you won't ever be uprooted again. I, the Lord God, have spoken.